or the 30s? Were you living in Houlton in the 20s or the 30s?
No, it was in the 20s, yes.
Mm-hmm. You remember anything about a woman jumping into a well?
Who was that?
No, I guess I...
Oh, come on. Dig it out.
I tell you. Oh, I just kind of have the feeling that somebody did that, but I don't...
It's hard for us. We've heard rumors of it, but it's hard for us to pin it down as to any date and any real name.
That's the well where the old schoolhouse was?
Yeah. There is a name that comes up, Cuthbert. Did you know anybody named Cuthbert?
Mrs. Cuthbert, did she jump in the well? Maybe she did. She was an unhappy soul. I never knew her well.
Where did she live?
Well, she lived up there beyond... Or the schoolhouse, she lived up there on that road, to Wilsonville, somewhere up in there.
So she would have been close to that well. And an unhappy person, I guess you could put two and two together.
She didn't divorce Mr. Cuthbert and married somebody else, did she? Did you remember?
Divorce is where it's common then.
No.
Harder to get. You have to go to Hillsboro. And it was just kind of
frowned upon.
You put up with what you had.
Mm-hmm. Have the roads changed very much since you were a little kid?
Only in recent times. Francis's husband, George, takes me riding a lot. And every now and then I'll say, where are we, George?
Yes.
Because all the houses build up around, things changed. But just recently, they stayed the same years and years and years and years and years.
Were they mostly gravel when you were a kid?
Mostly dirt when I was a kid.
Really?
Gravel, that was the big thing.
Yeah. Back to the stores, so when you remember the Ed Robinson store, that was more like a confectionery,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yes, it was called the confectionery.
And then the corner store was the Robinson's?
Brick store.
That was the grocery store.
And that was the only grocery store.
I see. Robinson's didn't have groceries, just candies and confection,
Well, he may have had chocolate. Letter or something like that, but not groceries. Really.
Yeah.
Coffee and beans and bacon,
And then was there Hoxhurst's meat shop?
Well, that came much later.
I see.
It seems hard to me to realize that Ed Robinson could have made a living on confections.
Well, he did.
Huh.
I don't know how to account for it.
Did he build that building?
As far as I know, he did. Don't know.
No, they didn't.
And I don't know what relation he was to Newt. I really don't. I don't know if they were brothers or not.
I
think somebody said they were brothers, but
yeah. And they lived overhead, Gracie and
and they had no children.
And then around now that was called Robinson's Confectionery, and the other was called Robinson's Grocery Store.
The other one was just called Grocery store, I guess. Well, I think it was just always called the Red Brick Store.
Then around the corner from it, well, there was a feed store.
Yes.
And then was it beyond that, was there something also or not? I remember. Okay. Now, do you remember anything in what we now call Old Town, back up there where the first churches were?
Not very much. I don't remember much about Old Town.
Yeah.
It was called Old Town, but we never went up there. Now, you have to keep in mind now that any time we went to Tualatin, we walked.
Yeah, right.
And so, you didn't walk around.
You didn't walk further than,
Although we never thought a thing about it, walking from our place down to the old brick store and bringing home the groceries,
Now, when you did get around and had to go, into Portland, how would you go? By train?
We went by horse and buggy for a while. Mm. But then after a while, the trains came about the same time I did.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you remember going around by horse and buggy?
Not any great distance. We had what was called a surrey.
Okay.
And it was just like in the song, it had fringe on top. Mm-hmm. And
how did it seat? How many?
It was square. This is the surrey, and here was the seat, and here was the seat, and then it was open all around, you see, and then the fringe hung down.
Now, did the seats face each other, or they both faced the front?
And did one or two horses pull the surrey?
Two horses. Mm-hmm. I remember riding in that.
Did your father farm with horses?
Oh, yes, there wasn't anything else to farm with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What kind of farming did your father do?
Well, we raised onions and grain, and then he had a dairy farm before he died.
Oh, that's right. The calendar mentions your Guernsey dairy farm.
Did you ever milk cows?
Did I ever milk them?
Now, somewhere in the back of my memory, it seems like I remember hearing that there was an airstrip. Back there
behind the cinema place, the building. No, there was one.
Oh.
Now, Ed had an airstrip up by the Weber Shoe.
Oh.
But oh, so that must be.
There never was one.
Yeah. I've heard stories in the 30s, there was either a radical or a pink element that would meet in the old city park. Did you ever hear anything about that? Either communists or woodmen of the world or some kind of radical group?
Well, they weren't communists because nobody was communist then. I don't remember. I remember hearing about woodmen of the world, but
associated with the park. Oh, do you remember 4th of July celebrations?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mother used to talk about that in Kansas. That was just, you know, the big holiday of the year. It was, you know, you'd ask, are you going to go to the 4th of July? Like, to the 4th was just...
a big basket, you know, with your lunch. And the band played, and a man made a patriotic speech.
Yeah.
And
now, where was this held?
Over near the river.
Okay. Yeah.
Probably about where the park is.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah.
And, there would be stands you could buy candy and soda pop.
I see. Kind of like our crawfish festival now.
They were great.
I'll bet it was fun. I'll bet it was fun. And firecrackers?
Oh my, yes. Everybody was scared to death because you just set them off in the dry grass.
Oh, yeah, it would be scary.
They'd get up on the roofs of houses. And, oh my, they were dangerous.
Yes, terrible. We have a picture. I don't know where it came from, but it was in the Tonk City Park, 4th of July, like in 1928 or something. And there's about what looked like 100 cars all lined up, all parked. Mm-hmm. I guess people just came from a long ways around to. Was there any activity in the river? Were there any river parks, or did people swim in the river in those days?
Not very much. No. Nobody swam. It wasn't a common occurrence.
I see.
And it was a big event when the lake was built, Oswego Lake. You know, and that was.
You can remember that?
Well, I can remember how exciting it was when it was built.
Any idea what year that was?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
It would have been while I was in high school or before.
I see.
But that's an artificial lake.
Yes. There is a small body of water to start with, and I guess then they just expanded that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They dug the canal to...
Do you remember remember where Taylor's Ferry is, Taylor's Ferry Bridge, up by Jurgens Park?
Yes.
Do you remember a gambling house called the Spinning Wheel?
Do you remember?
No, that would have been before your time.
Yeah, right. Do you remember a covered bridge being on the? You remember the covered bridge? Do you have a covered bridges calendar?
Mm-hmm.
You do. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh. Now, Jessie, I went to see her maybe 10 years ago, and talked to her quite a bit about it. She couldn't remember very much. But she had a picture of a covered bridge, and she had a picture of Reverend Blake. And I wanted to make copies, but Annette took them into town and made Xerox copies. And I saw that today, run across a picture of the covered bridge and Reverend Blake. But she didn't know which covered bridge it was.
Could you identify it from the
side? No, it might be. It's probably Taylor's Bridge.
It wasn't a humpback.
No. But there was a picture of Reverend Blake, and yeah. I think Clayton always said that he had a long beard, but in his picture he didn't have a beard.
What would we call him having a long beard? Clayton didn't, unlikely to know.
Yeah.
What were the hairstyles like when you were a child?
Well, I wore my hair in curls.
Short curls?
No, shorter length.
How did you get the curls?
Well, my hair was naturally curly.
Oh, I see. Oh, you didn't have any
trouble. And most of the girls wore braids. Mm-hmm. And they just hung down their back, as I recall. I don't really remember much about it. It was considered a big event when you could put your hair up. It was
cool. Oh. Yeah.
The first time.
You had to be grown up. To mm-hmm. Now, what was school like? Being a teacher, having gone from being a child in the little schools in Tualatin to then teaching as they got to be when you were a teacher. But what were your memories of the early grades? Now you went to the 12th grade school.
Mm-hmm.
When it was, I've seen pictures of it, was originally just a two-room school, and then they added the upstairs, and then...
Well, the upstairs was there when I went to school, that's where the high school was.
Yeah, right.
But the grade school was two rooms.
Yeah.
First, second, third, and fourth, and fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth, and the other.
I see, yeah.
Is that the way it was when you went?
No, when I went, by this time they had built that gymnasium building,
mm-hmm.
and then attached to it was a little primary room, so for grades 1 and 2 were there, and then 3, 4, 5,
mm-hmm.
6, 7, 8.
Mm-hmm.
And then after they moved the high school down, then it was 1, 2, 3, 4, well, somewhere along, then it was 2 grades to a room. But I can just remember the wooden floors, and they soaked them with oil to
mm-hmm.
cut down the dust, I guess.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
And I've often thought, what a fire trap it must have been.
Well,
but it never caught on fire.
I can remember my first year at school. I was always afraid I couldn't find my seat.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat on at the very end of the row, way in the back,
mm-hmm.
so I could be sure to find it.
As you walk to school.
And my mother didn't want me to walk by myself when I was 6 years old, so I didn't start until I was 7. So then I skipped the second grade, I think it was. I was in the first grade, and they put me, I could already read. I don't know, anyway, I skipped a grade somewhere.
Now, when you would have walked to school, of course we all
yes.
did. Now, did you walk the long way around all the way to Boone's Ferry and then up, or did you cut through the field?
No, I just came down the Tualatin Road, Sherwood Road, past Eagles, on down over the railroad crossing. I don't know, the road that goes by the our old farm?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
we
then
she on that road to the railroad crossing.
Oh, and then up the hill.
Up
yeah,
the hill.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There probably would have been a shortcut, but you'd have to go through a field, and probably was no path.
Oh, well, that was
was unheard of.
Yeah, right. That's right.
You never did anything like that. You never went on somebody else's property, you know. I remember that's what my folks told me. You never go on somebody else's property.
You stayed out of people's fields.
Yeah. Did you, in my day, I can remember we would shop as often over at Oregon City as going into Portland.
Well,
can you remember?
No, we didn't.
We didn't.
We went to Roberts Brothers.
Mm-hmm. Down on 4th Street.
Mm-hmm. Did she go to Portland very often?
Well, it was no big event when we went, so as I begin to remember, we went fairly often, but you didn't go unless you had something to go for.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, you didn't go book the movies. Or just,
I wanted to ask you about movies.
Oh, well, it was a big event when the Sherwood Stars went together and had Saturday night movies outdoors.
Yes.
I've heard about that.
And everybody went to Sherwood to pop some shirt. You bought your groceries and then you went to movies.
Yeah. And you sat on a bench outside. And mm-hmm. You were just out.
Yeah. That was during the daytime or at night?
At night. Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
You bought the
Thursday
groceries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you remember that too?
Mm-hmm. It was Thursday night when I was a kid. And that was just a big social event.
They charge you so much?
No,
I think it was free. As you said, it was the merchants did
the
that because it was a way to get people into their stores over there to shop.
That's a good idea.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. I should say. Mm-hmm.
And I understand there was a skating rink in Sherwood.
Yes, there was. I never went to it, but there was.
Mm-hmm. What was there to do in Tualatin?
Nothing but go to summer school. But you had a wonderful time.
I think we had
a far better time than people do now.
People, kids complain nowadays if they're not just stimulated to
them. Oh, they have to do the fullest. I don't know. We never had any trouble being happy and contented.
Now, you went to Sunday school both in the First Methodist Church and then the one that's standing there now.
I never went very often in the one that's there now, but I did go there, yes. Uh-huh. But the other one I went every Sunday. Mm-hmm.
That was a good long walk from your place, probably about a
never
mile.
Thing about
of course
it.
You don't.
Never thought thing of it. No.
Can you remember, I don't suppose you possibly, I wouldn't be able to, remember what you did, you would take your lunch to school. Do you have any idea what kind of lunch your mother would have packed for you?
We'd have sandwiches and leftover fried chicken, pieces of cake and cookies, and an apple. Never had a banana.
No. Now, did you have an orchard on your place?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, did you know the Hedges that lived up there? Yeah, you would have known. Let's see.
Ralph and Clyde.
Mm-hmm. Were you ever in the house?
Oh my goodness, yes, Hedges' house.
That's right. Oh, that's right. Helen and Lloyd lived there too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we dismantled that very carefully and hoped to build it up again.
Well, when you were a kid, who lived in the house where Helen and Lloyd live now?
I don't think it was there when I was small. No, it was built by coaches later on, much later on. No, no one lived there. Illy's lived in a house back on that property.
That's the house where you were.
I think Helen sometimes mentions the Illy house. In fact, when the wind blew the other night, she thought the Illy house was going to blow down or something, she said.
Illy, how do you spell that?
I-L-E-Y.
That's the one we went through. That's kind of behind.
It's been just standing there vacant for years.
Yeah.
I have to go in 10 minutes.
Okay.
I wanted to alert you in case there was something.
Yes.
Yeah. Think of all the important things that we're going to forget.
I know.
Well, now you can call me on the telephone
anytime
you're not here.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Can you remember the kinds of clothing you would have worn from the underwear on out, say when you were...
Well, you always wore a long underskirt, slip, long, high top, and...
Now, how long would that be?
I don't think I ever wore long, what we would have called long skirts down to my ankles. I don't think I ever did.
And would your mother make your clothes?
Oh, yes.
And what would the dresses be like? And what would they be made of?
Gingham.
Yeah.
See, what were the winter ones made of? Is there a material called challis?
It's a real light wool.
Oh, I think we had this made out of shell. And serge.
Oh, yes.
Was common.
And did you always wear hats? Not to school, but
yes.
Now, would you make your own hats? Or would that be a special purchase?
Well, like you might purchase one and then make a couple. I don't know.
Have you saved much of anything from your growing up years? Clothes now. Mother always had she saved a lot of things. So there was always this big, not a cedar chest, it was a camphor chest. So it was just full of just memories of the past.
Did your parents or grandparents belong to the Grange or the Odd Fellows or any other organization?
My family didn't, but Aunt Joyce and Uncle Herb and Uncle Will, they all did. They all were very active in the Grange and the Odd Fellows.
I want to ask you about Roy Malott. Now, he's your uncle?
Roy Malott?
Yeah.
Oh, no, Roy Malott's my cousin.
He's your cousin. Oh, I see.
He's Aunt Joyce's
cousin. I see.
And he's still living on the property there.
Did he help build the Methodist Church?
Did he what?
Help build the Methodist Church.
Why, Lord?
Yeah.
Heavens, no.
Well, did his father?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe he did. He was a carpenter.
Oh, I see.
So he may have.
Somewhere I heard that one of the Malotts.
Well, it was probably in Culver. He was a carpenter.
Yeah, I'll bet that was. Do you remember when the church burned down?
No, I don't. I can remember seeing a fire.
Oh,
maybe we could see it from our place.
Oh.
But I don't remember when it was.
It must be devastating.
Oh, it must be.
Church is like your home.
Yeah.
You know, you love the church just like you do.
Yeah. Do you remember any houses burning down? Because that must have been the candles and kerosene lanterns. Fires must have been.
When the house is around.
Did you ever hear why the church burned down? How it. Fire started.
I suppose I heard, but I don't remember. My guess would be the little boys were playing with matches.
Yeah,
that would be my guess.
Yeah, we heard that. Do you remember any awfully cold winters? Just reading an account of Shoals Ferry.
Oh, goodness, yes, they used to be awfully cold.
Well, I've heard back in the, maybe more in the 1800s, late 1800s, that even the Willamette River in Portland froze so that you could drive across.
Heard my mother tell about that.
Really? And the Tualatin River, just running really recently.
Used to flood.
Yes, used to flood, yes, I should say so. And that one year, I think 1880, and maybe since then too, that the Tualatin River froze.
Well, not in my time.
It's interesting, is it, you know, where the winters colder than they are now?
Well, they seem so. Uh-huh. We had more bad weather.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very much snow when you were a child?
Enough so that it wasn't a common, it wasn't an uncommon occurrence.
I see.
We haven't had that much snow.
No.
Oh, no. No. Well, even when I was teaching at Wilson High School, I had just bought a brand new car, McKenzie's. And it was my pride and joy. It was beautiful. And the snow came up and I had to leave it abandoned on the side hill over there. Because I couldn't drive it. And I didn't get it for 2 days. I was thinking about that just the other day.
We should go because
yes.
Yeah.
Too much of you with you.